I am chayiv skila for doing a b'mezit and a karba chatas to shagi. Right? If I do one of the 39 malachas on Shabbos, there's a chayiv chatas for b'shagi and skila b'mezit. Now, that's when I have kavana to do the malacha. I have machshava that I'm doing the malacha. What happens if I do not have kavana to do the malacha? I have kavana to do A, but when I'm doing A, it's going to come out that I did a malacha. For example, I have a bench outside on the lawn, and I want to drag the bench from point A to point B. Now, as I'm dragging the bench from point A to point B, it's possible that I'm going to end up making an indentation in the ground, which is the malacha of chayrish, right? To dig into the ground outside in a place where things grow is the malacha of chayrish. So again, I have a bench. It's not so heavy, but it's possible that as I'm dragging it, I'm going to cause an indentation in the ground, which will be the malacha of chayrish. So is my kavana for chayrish? No. I may not even want to have a hole in my ground. I just want the bench moved over. This is what's called Einei Mischavein. Einei Mischavein, we paskin, is Pater.
What?
Einei Mischavein.
Pater?
Einei Mischavein. Pater. But let's say it's a heavy bench. A bench where it's inevitable. It has to happen. There's no way I could drag this bench from point A to point B without it making a scratch in the ground. This is what's called psik ratio. Again, in my first case was dragging the bench from point A to point B, but it does not have to make a scratch in the ground. It may, yeah, it may not. That case is mutter.
And just stand for no reason, just doing it?
I'm moving because I want the bench to be moved from point A to point B. Right? So then it's mutter because I'm not mischavim for the malacha, and it's not guaranteed that the malacha is going to happen. My second case was where it's a heavy bench, and by me dragging the bench, it's going to vaday make the scratch in the ground. This is called psik resha v'layamas. What does psik resha v'layamas means? If let's say the Gemara is giving an example, I have a chicken and I want the head of the chicken for the kids to play with. So I'm going to chop the head off for the kids to play with the head. Now, could you say I'm going to chop the head off without killing the chicken? Psik resha, you're going to cut the head v'layamas? Of course it's going to die. So therefore the Gemara says, over there I'm chayiv, because you can't say you didn't have kavana to kill the chicken. Your kavana was just to give the kid a toy. Over here also, by dragging the bench, you can't say I did not have kavana to make a hole in the ground. Because in order for you to move the bench, you had to make a hole in the ground. Now, that's step number two. Now, within this category of psik resha, there's what's called psik resha din nichalei. It's called psik resha d'loy nichalei. Psik resha d'nichalei means what I am doing, again, I'm doing A, and by me doing A, it's also causing B, which is a malacha, to happen. Nichalei means, and I'm happy about it. You know, at the end of the day, I'm happy that there's a scratch in my ground. Because lemaisa, I wanted to plant tomato seeds on Sunday. So now that it happened, it does good for me. That's nichalei. Nichalei means I'm happy that it happened. So again, I'm dragging the bench. It's a heavy bench. It's going to cause a scratch in the ground, which is good for putting seeds in. And I'm nichle, I'm happy about it. Right? So then the halacha is, it's aser. That's for sure aser to do. But let's say this scratch that I'm making in the ground, I'm not happy about it. It bothers me. Or, lenichle, according to some Rishonim, means, I don't care. Yeah, scratch. Not a scratch. Not that I want it. La'ichpat le is the lashon of Rashi. It doesn't bother me if there is a scratch. Not a scratch. But it's not nichle. It's loy nichle. So we have a psik resha de loy nichle. Psik resha de loy nichle. The halacha is It's a machlekes rishayna masechta ksubis daf hey, and also masechta Shabbos for the yeshiva shayelam. It's in ksubis daf hey, and amid beis. That's right, by Sukhreisen and Azaisa over there. But this machlekes rishayna if it's usher or not. Hear that? Machlekes rishayna.
What do you mean happy?
I'm happy that there's a scratch in the ground, so tomorrow I can put the tomato seeds in there.
Oh, you mean you're doing it on purpose?
No. My intention is to move the bench.
Now that you moved
it. But now that I have been, I'm Nicolai.
Let's say you're walking in.
You'll give me examples afterwards. Let's get the club, right? So, Sik Reish Deloi Nicolai is Machlekes Rishonim if it's Mutter or not. Okay? This Machlekes Rishonim goes all the way down to Machlekes, Achreinim, how do we pass it?
We're saying if it's for sure, if you want
to. I'm talking about a case where it's for sure. Your kavan is not for the malacha. It's for sure going to happen. But like Nichalei means I don't care if it happens.
We're saying if you want it to happen, then it's mutter.
Then it's asa. You want it, if it's Nichalei, meaning you're happy that it's happening.
Then it's for sure
asa. The question is by Lo Nichalei, yeah. Let's leave side questions out.
Okay.
You can take me off topic, but we're going to try to answer it afterwards. So Lo Nichalei means I don't care. Lech Bale doesn't care if yeah makes not. This is Machlekes Rishonim, which is a Machlekes HaPaiskim. The Rambam paskins that it's mutter. In secretion, Lo Nichalei is mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan of Chaim Brisker, some Chazelik from Brisk, is the dying and risk. All paskin that when we're dealing with an issa d'rabbanan, again, you have to be a tam chacham for this, to know when are we dealing with an issa d'rabbanan, when we're dealing with an issa d'raisa. But when we're dealing with an issa d'rabbanan, they all paskin that it's mutter. The Mishnah Brura paskin that it's usser, even if it's an issa d'rabbanan. So we have a big machlekes here. Mishnah Brura on one side held the abseguration of Lai Nichalei by a drabanan, by Issa drabanan, is Aser. Daruch HaShulchan, Rav Chaim Brisker, some Chazalik from Brisk, and the Rambam and many others paskin, and when we're dealing with Issa drabanan, it is Mutter. So let's go to our case that we started off with. I have a refrigerator, and I know by opening the door, the light's going to go on. Is that an issa d'raisa or issa d'rabbanan? So we paskin electricity is issa d'rabbanan. Issa d'rabbanan. Okay. Now, so we're dealing with issa d'rabbanan. Is it nichalei that the light goes on or not? I have light in the kitchen. Does it make a difference to me, such a big difference if that light goes on or not? I could see what's going on there either way. So it's light nichalei. So it's a psikresh light nichalei. But we have a big machlekes over here. We have the mishbru saying to you, don't do it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, do it. What do we do in such a case?
Bigger problem closing it once you open it.
We'll talk about closing it afterwards. So what do I do now? So therefore, I said, if there's a guy that you could get a guy to do it, get the guy to do it, because but Amir La'akum by Psik Reisha is Mutta
Chatzchila. Amir La'akum is when you ask an Andrew to do something.
That's right.
So if you young straightforward,
when it's a question of Psik Reisha, you can tell the guy straightforward.
Psikresha, whether
you tell the guy, could you open the door to my refrigerator? He opens it and then the light goes on. That's called psikresha.
So you do that?
That's mutter for our guy. So that's why I said, get
what? Even if you want the light in the refrigerator?
Yeah, that's even if you want. So I said,
is there
I said, get a guy.
Is it?
It's two different cases. That's not a psikresha. That's not a psikresha. Okay. You're getting not a psikresha.
What?
Even if I want the light.
How even if you want the light?
Because by a guy psikresha is mutter even if you would want it. By a guy. So that's why I said first you get a guy. You cannot get a guy. So if you have a child, which is of youngerish age, there are some that are matter once in a while to ask the child to do it for you. But in the case of here in Yeshiva, where they didn't have a guy, there's no children really hanging around here to ask. So the next Eitzah was to be Saimach on the Aruch HaShulchan with those that pass on the Aruch HaShulchan, that's a great Shul, Dulai Nichalei, by the Rabbanu's mutter. Now, let's go on to another example. Yeah. Now you can ask questions.
If Rebbe's walking, if somebody is walking on the street and let's say near a forest and he has to go to the bathroom, right? People say, oh, it's watering. The light was on. So are you allowed to, because you don't care whether any, first of all, I don't know if anything grows because of whatever, people say it's not. I don't care if anything grows, I don't care if anything doesn't grow.
So, a very good question. First of all, urinating on the ground is not going to help it grow. It's acidy, it's going to kill it. If you sprinkle it around, I don't mean to be graphic, but if you sprinkle it around, then it might be a question. But if you go in one spot, you're going to kill it. So let's change your example to an example of water. Let's say I'm drinking a cup of water. So Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Lizar, be very careful. If you're out on the lawn and you're drinking water, you got to be very careful that it doesn't spill, because you're going to end up watering the lawn. However, they make a chilek between your lawn or someone else's lawn, based on what you said. My lawn is nichle.
Right.
Someone else's lawn is le nichle. Could be a park. Everyone wants it to look nice, so it'll be nichle.
Right.
You're right, so then you have to dine that off. Now closing the door.
Right.
So Shlim Zalman said like this. You have the, let's say this is the door. So put a towel over it, and then I'm going to close it all the way until the towel, right? Then I pull the towel out, and what happened? It closed by itself. Grandma.
That's like the door on the plate off the building.
Right.
The light goes off before the door closes
Does?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you have
to
do
it until
that point.
You can put anything. You can put a bottle, or you can put anything there, and then just pull it out, and then it goes by.
How much does Shark and Seabor help? Like, if there's food in the kitchen that we need for the meal.
So that's what I'm saying. You have to keep in mind. Bottom line is, we're dealing with a big machlekes habayiskim. The Shpura plays a big role in our life. So you have to make a judgment. If it's not so needed, why fight with the Mishabura and be samech on the other shit?
Then
you have to make a judgment. You know, we don't have a guy, we don't have another Eitzah. We need it for them, so we could be samech on that opening.
And it needs to be someone necessary. Right. Not just like, oh, I have a drink.
Right.
So it's not just like, all right, you forgot, but you can open anyway.
Right.
If you're at home, but if you're at home for Shabbos, and it's the whole family's meal.
So if you, right. So
you could get a guy.
Okay, you go outside, you can't find a guy in the street.
How long? No, but there's a city full of, there's guy all around. What's
what about you?
Rabbi, the big question I want to know is, how do we differentiate the mutual consideration?
No, guys are out. Which time are
you? Okay, so the question that was asked was, going back to step number one, right? We said that we have melachas. There are 39 melachas that are asur. There are surim that we have on Shabbos. It's the darbanos, it's the daraisis, right?
Yeah.
So we said there's a case where einam eschaven. I'm doing A, but when I'm doing A, also a melacha is happening. But I'm not eschaven, it's not my machshava. How do we figure out what is my machshava and what's not my machshava?
I was asking more of my Miura Agon. We said if it's Micha, it's not a problem. So that's really where the Shalom comes in.
So the case of the refrigerator. I have one machshavi. My goal is to open this door. The light, even though I'll be happy there's light, but I'm opening the door. My machshavi is the mice I'm doing is to open the door. Through that is the light's going on. Now, some people argue with this, and some people say that. I have a question. This is a good question. Don't take it the myself. It's a good question. When I flip the switch, right, what does that do? It causes the circuit to close, right? Which causes, right? So why isn't every time I close flip the switch on off a grama? The answer is it may be yeah, but since this is how you turn on and off the light. It's awesome, right? So, coming to the refrigerator, how do you turn on light in the fridge? Open the door. How do you turn it off? Close the door. So, therefore, someone will say, what are you telling me? You're opening the door, and it happens to be that the light goes on. This is the switch.
Yeah.
right?
But you don't want the light.
If you don't want it, if I don't want the light.
So that's the Mekadim, the kids was Nicha.
So that's the other side, right? That's the other side.
Does it make a difference if it's dark in the hallways and you're benefiting from the light in the fridge?
Yeah, if it's Nicholai, meaning you need that light,
even if it's dark, you don't want the light to see something in the hallway, but if it's obviously dark and you are lighting up the hallway.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's also a good discussion.
That's probably an issue if it's dark.
Rebbe, need one.
So the question is, what's called need or want? So the Mishmur says, a very interesting Mishmur. He says that he's talking about over there some halachas of Amir Lakum. He says Chelik Gimel over there.
Like specifically, because in our case, a lot of the factors that a lot of guys with beer in the fridge just adds to your own.
So how far do you go with the guy?
So this is what the.
I call the next question.
Yeah, I don't feel so far, but you can find. Here he says like this. Zruz says, he's talking about Tzairich Shabbos. What's called the need? So he says, Ein lahakal ela b'sheichar, the beer, matzbar matzrichem b'shabbos. The beer and things that you need on Shabbos. This is Mamshrit for Bachar, because look at what he says. He says, afterwards he says, avatvarim she'ein tzrichem kol kach, kigoyin peiris, like fruit, so he's giving us an example of what's needed and what's not needed. He says beer, yet fruit not. So the answer is that back in the days, they didn't have soda and all those things. So the drink was beer, and fruits was takarir. They didn't have fruits. You didn't just open up the fridge and have fruits. So it could be, you have to know what the examples are in nowadays. You have to know what the examples are nowadays, but you do see from here, he says, "Vafilim who writes this aning b'am l'chvayt Shabbos." That doesn't make it tzayrik Shabbos. Doesn't make it. It's a need. Just because you want to miss aning with.
What about herring and like kichel? So,
yeah, you have to.
So it's a beer.
How?
The beer wasn't chassidish.
Beer was a no or a yes.
The Mishmur says beer, yes.
So then, again, then once you start open, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. Once it's open, either take out everything you need and then put it by someone else's fridge or something. Then you don't have to do it again. But
can I throw a question on hotels?
Rebbe, what's the wash?
Similar to what this is.
Okay.
Rebbe, what's the wash? There are.
Yeah, I'm being aggressive here.
No problem.
Yeah. Don't you? So, sorry, you told me to. It's not personal. There's a lot of hotels now that are starting to use the keys, all the keys.
Oh.
There's no turn anymore. It's just going to be, you know, you take it
right
on the sensor and that's it.
You bring it or you leave your door open the whole night, which I normally do.
No,
you tell the guy to come up with you. You go to the guy to come up with you.
Really?
Yes,
really?
Yeah. Man.
We had that on the Europe.
So many hotels.
The best dates is...
Guys. It sounds like it should be okay because you're not... It's kind of like the fridge. You just want to get inside your room. You're not necessarily doing it for...
Yeah, but the mice you're doing is connecting. You're making this. No. So now I'm opening the door. You're opening that electrical
right
that you're not allowed to do.
What about
here? My das is to open the door. If they're not opening the door, I need to crack this electrical current. Then I'm opening the door. Two steps.
The two steps is the problem?
Yeah. You're doing it Issa first, and then you're doing a head turn. Yeah, I'm doing a head turn. So the question is by the key to the door. Moshe has a tremendous chumrah. Moshe has a case where there was a shul that was locked. the door was locked, and someone carried the key to the shul to open up the door of the shul. And Moshe said, you cannot use that key. All I'm trying to do is open the door to use the inside. And Moshe said, you can't. You gotta get a guy to go bring the key, get the key, and all that.
Carrying or out smoke?
If they did, it's right, saw.
Okay.
It could be even. Okay, I'm not sure what the case is, but my point is that just the svar you said alone, I'm just trying to get in, may not be answered by itself. So the best eitz is that before Shabbos you should stock up on some bottles of beer in your room, and you tell the guy, you want a bottle of beer? I got some beer in the room. Go up to my room. We'll get you a bottle of beer. And he goes and he opens up. So now why is he doing it?
For himself.
You're allowed to pay him. You're allowed to give him. You got to get into your room. You're right. Sounds like you can't give him a ton of. What? No, we're talking about the hotel room.
So you really, like, you can't forget your tie in your room or it's a disaster.
What?
You can't forget, like, your tie or hat in your room or it's like a disaster.
No, so... So then if you're really stuck, so then you can have the guy do it.
Yo, guys. In my house, I have an alarm, an alarm system, right? And on Shabbos, we don't exactly know, we're not sure. It's like we started doing it, but in the past year, we used to open the door and it would say zone faulted and door open. Would that be, like anything in the house, you open up a window.
There's zero near the alarm. So basically, it's just sensing that something's happening.
Yeah, the sensing's
going off. I mean, the sensor's going off. Something's opening, but no alarm's going off.
You don't want it to...
A light's going.
But the sensor's still picking up that the door's opening. But the zone, but it's not on.
So the world is turns on the road.
But if you can get it off, you should. But if not, this room to be made.
I know somebody has cameras.
Some places in South America.
Originally, I thought it was the same.